Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Monday, October 30th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Ten of Pentacles, and this one is from the Out of Hand Tarot by artist Jimmy Sawyer. I have to say this, I find all of the cards right now very interesting, very appropriate, and I think as we head into November, we're going to see some repeats of ones which we have just seen. So do be sure to listen to my November Love and Finance Tarot Guidance as well. It's on my website, it's on my YouTube, and it's on my Patreon. Because November is a very tricky month, we'll put it that way. And there is something about seeing these cards coming back around to see if we maybe figured something out. So we're going to have to figure this out as we go along. Now, with this card, all right, it's a card of things which are more long-term, like legacies and traditions. And no one does long-term better than Saturn. Saturn, of course, is retrograde right now, getting ready to go direct on the 4th. In a very unique position, which demands our attention. Because Saturn wants us to do things which are responsible and for the long-term. Not just, you know, by the seat of our pants kind of thing. It's at 0 degrees, and it's been there since, I want to say it was October the 12th, and it will be there through something like November the 24th. So this is a very powerful degree, and it holds the potential for such new beginnings. And to put things into play for a long time to come, that sounds good to me. As we begin our day, the moon is still in its sign of exaltation, which is Taurus, where we just had a partial lunar eclipse on the 28th. And that moon will be sextile to Neptune and trine Pluto. Feels lovely. It moves into Gemini late morning, where it will then square Saturn. Just keep an eye on how you feel, because this is one of those more depressive Saturn influences. Doesn't last long, but if you feel the need to be alone, then be alone, all right, because it will pass. But it definitely conflicts with that chatty Gemini energy. The aspects which are happening now are very powerful, whether they include Saturn or not. Tomorrow we have a trine coming up between Venus in Virgo and Uranus in Taurus, and anything goes with this. So keep it in mind, maybe today try not to overload what you're doing. Just be flexible. Well, that Saturn energy, I'm not sure it's possible. But, you know, do your best. Because there's something that's going on here. And it could be something which leads to a romantic encounter. We shall see. I feel as though I mentioned this somewhere before. If you're a Scorpio, keep your eyes open. Because, there's definitely something going on here with that Saturn at 0 degrees, Pisces. There could very well be someone coming in who is absolutely meant for you. Someone worth keeping around for a long time. Just keep that long term, those words, in the back of your mind as you go through this coming week, because there are any number of things which are possible here. 0 degrees, fresh starts. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow, and as always, have a great day.